On this week's show, Coffee with the Crew with Jason Hartley and Michael Ichave from Morning Coffee Review. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed the play on words, the play on the day. We have Morning Coffee Review. That's right. It's a special podcast mashup. When I meet new podcasters, I got to bring them on. We got to talk about what they're up to, learn more. So I'm excited. Michael, it's great to sit down with you and have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks for inviting us here today, bringing a little bit of what we do over here in the ATG world and on Morning Coffee Review and share a little bit of insight and some collaboration. So excited.
I am excited. Jason, it's great to have you as well. I like that. Might be near and dear to my heart. Great to have you, Jason.
Yeah, likewise. I'm having fun already.
We're having a little fun. They're getting to see me flub on the way in, a little behind the scenes. We're rapping about what we can talk about, what we can't talk about. With that, we're going to talk about quite a bit as we get into the show. Before we do, we're back on YouTube. Check out youtube.com/@thecontentcrew. Those shorts are doing great. And I'm noticing y'all get those follows out there. Might even get a shout out to somebody soon. We got a couple of those big numbers coming. So if we get them, you'll get the shout out. Hey, and follow all of us and our guests on LinkedIn. Hey, it helps us all out in what we do and it keeps us connected, and that's why we do it. All right, crew, it's back. The next evolution of Bluebeam's legendary user conference, XCOM, is here. It's called Unbound, and it's coming to DC this fall, September 30th to October 2nd. You know the vibe. Expert insights from industry leaders, cutting-edge construction tech, Bluebeam training and certification, and unparalleled networking with your global peers. Unbound takes that legacy to the next level with new AI-powered workflows, global AEC connections. But don't worry, they kept the free Bluebeam certifications. Keynotes from my hero, Duncan Wardle, former head of innovation and creativity at Disney, and Apple's legendary co-founder, Steve Wozniak. Use our exclusive code, UnboundTheCrew, for a discount, and join us as Bluebeam evolves and leads the digital construction movement. Register now at unbound.bluebeam.com, and we'll see you there. Use code UNBOUNDTHECREW. Jason, I'm going to switch it back to you. How'd you get here? We'll get to what Morning Coffee Review is, but how'd you get to where you are today?
We're going to go on a long journey then. Started from me swinging a hammer from the age of 15 to going through architecture school and drafting, all the way up to being a director of civil services at ATG, where I am now. So I've got, well, now if I have to do math, over 30 years in the industry, if we're going to consider construction and industry, which is what we do here, that, right? 30 years of swinging a hammer, being curious and building stuff. And whether I'm building templates in Civil 3D or building education for one of our clients, you know, this AEC world that I've been in has been quite nice, and we like to talk about that a lot.
That's awesome. So that's kind of the focus of the show. Michael, how did you get here?
How did I get into the industry? So I started out wanting to become a licensed architect, school for that, and then I ended up going into industry for that and found out it wasn't my passion. A lot of struggling, and then moved to more mechanical design and then structural design, which is where I found my love for the industry before coming over to the consulting part of the industry. I don't have as long in the industry as Jason does. I'm around a decade in the industry now and moved over here. I'm the structural services manager at ATG, and we initiated this podcast right around 4.5 years ago. You, Jeff, from that perspective. So that's a little bit about me, again, coming from industry and more structural design focused.
That's awesome. So practitioners, recovered architects, found your way. We hear that quite a lot on the show. A lot of folks that start out down the architecture route end up back in the construction route, back in the world of the industry that it is and doing the work. What is, for those that don't know, what is ATG? Who wants to grab like kind of what ATG is and what you all do?
That's a tough one. We've evolved quite a bit. So we've been around for over 25 years now. We started as an Autodesk reseller, but we're so much more than that. So we are an Autodesk Platinum partner. We are a Bluebeam Sapphire partner. We partner with other tech and hardware solutions to make sure that our customers have what they need to be successful in this wild world of AEC. So from training, consulting, design work, you know, we cover a number of different things. And sometimes a solution is software related, which we can recommend a software solution, or it's going to be a consulting to get more efficient with that software, or it's going to be hardware. Like, we've got our own line of computers. We've got our own line of cloud partners that we work with to make sure that our customers have the hardware that they need, the software that they need, and the tools and technologies and techniques to get the most efficiency and use out of them.
It's awesome. And you're so, you know, Michael, we were talking about this before. You guys are kind of, you're not a one-stop shop for any one product. You're here to help customers. You're here to focus on that. What's the philosophy there?
Yeah, I think the bread and butter and what we kind of evolved into is solving business challenges. So in talking with clients, discovering their issues, our main job is to solve and provide that service, right? So if they have any challenges in any of their workflows, or just understand their business and where we can plug and play and assist them, right? So essentially, how I kind of frame it is we're business consultants, you know, for our industry, solving any business challenges that they have. That's where we shine.
That's awesome. Yeah, because there's so much going on in the world of tech, and there's so many places to look. And, you know, if you go to one particular place, you get, if I sell ice cream and you come in looking for hot dogs, I'm going to try to sell you ice cream. Like, it's just the way it is. So it's good to have, and it's why, you know, the partnerships with different providers and having your own lines, but then having consulting means you understand how it sort of works together. How did that turn into a podcast?
You can tell your story, and then maybe I'll tell my version.
Jason and I have blending versions. Mine was more of the onset of COVID, right? So that happened. And we were very stuck in the era of webinars, which, completely transparent, I hate webinars. They're very structured. They're not very open. I like the open format, the ability to ask questions, deviate, pivot, not delivering a product, right? And that's what most are. It seems like a sales pitch and you're delivering something, not actually solving issues. And that's kind of the inception of what MCR is taking that trainer mentality, right? It started out as two Bluebeam certified instructors, specifically tailoring to solving issues within that solution, and kind of evolved into creating a community that joins and has joined for the past 4.5 years, but solving those business challenges like we do on a daily basis for clients, but live, right? So I'm very off the cuff, and I love being asked questions randomly that I may not know the answer to. So that's kind of the inception of MCR, is to bridge a gap where someone can come in and ask any questions live pertaining to any solution. But particularly, we focus on Bluebeam as our hedgehog, right? The starting point, and then go wherever from there.
That's awesome. So Jason, what's your version?
You know, absolutely right. It had to do with our dislike of webinars. I mean, I can't imagine thinking about it now to wanting to log in and watch somebody else do a PowerPoint presentation. It's not for me, right? So we created this interactive environment where we're going to mess things up. We're going to not have slides. We're going to go off the cuff. We're going to open up the software. We're going to figure out how it works. And the goal was to do it early in the morning while you're enjoying your coffee. Maybe you'll learn a thing or two. So it really has nothing to do with coffee. It's more about the timing of where it is in the morning. Now, back in the day, we did start, back when Michael could drink coffee, spoiler alert, there is something that we would talk about, like, hey, I'm having French press this morning. And then today we're going to talk about how to do the markups list and how to do some, you know, light cost estimating. So we would go through things like that. And it was just more of a start your day here. Maybe you're going to learn something that's going to make today better or the rest of the week better. And it's snowballed into something that we've come to really look forward to. Whereas the webinars that we've attended or did ourselves felt a little bit more stagnant. And we've noticed a tremendous response from the industry and from ATG on what we've been up to.
All three agree that webinars in their standard format are possibly my least favorite thing to do. I mean, I do not love them. Most of them should be small recorded trainings that hit highlight points that you can show off because you need it and people need to learn about it and they can go find it. I love the off the cuff answering the questions, right? Because every customer is different. Every person is different in an organization. So giving that diverse there. Webinars, like if it's about, hey, where the future is going and an open conversation, great. That's awesome. Especially if, you know, people can come in and do it, but I'm with you. It is one of my life's goals to use PowerPoint as little as possible.
You're here.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Duncan Wardle, and if he said if he could burn it down and kill it, he would. I'm with him. Like, let's get rid of it. So what are the types of questions and things that you're seeing? I mean, it's 4 years in, right? So COVID, obviously, I can see we're all looking to connect, right? And so there's a community aspect, which I love. It's obviously had staying power. So what's some of the things you guys are doing on there? You know, Jason, what are you, hit up some of the things that happen weekly?
Well, sometimes we try to have a dedicated topic. Like today we're going to talk about sets or layers or something. But if there's any questions about there from the community, go ahead and fire it up. And we'll be in the middle of talking about how to do sets. And someone will say, hey, actually, I tried these using this button and it didn't work last week. Can you guys try and see if that does the same thing for you? Sure enough. And we'd actually go pitch our complete workflow and figure it out. And sometimes the community will say, well, you guys are actually doing it wrong. Try starting here first. So we started interacting with the community and seeing how they're using it every day instead of just how Michael and I are instructing people how to use it every day. Right. So it made a big difference to interact with the daily users versus the daily instructors. Right. Because we've learned how to do the picks and clicks and the when to do it, but more so of the, hey, I've actually got a real job going on here and I'm in a bind. Can you help us out? And we've thrived on that challenge. I think both Michael and I, that's what fuels us in the end, but also being able to, you know, see the community and they're in the chats and they're putting in, you know, all the different responses to it and their reactions really has been unique because every episode is, you don't know what you're going to get.
That's really awesome because it goes along that line of like how I want to see the world change, because really the power that you're experiencing is it's not in our own experience and knowledge. It's in the collective experience of everyone we're working with. You might be new to Bluebeam or new to whatever product and have some sort of thing because you looked at it through a new lens that those of us who've been using it forever don't see. That you might not know the rest of it, but you may just open our eyes to something. So there's this collective intelligence that I think your format does. And Michael, I want you to hit on this a little bit because talk about it. You guys actually like do something most podcasters, including myself, very rarely do. And you do the demonstration. You open it up and you're live and you're welcoming the demons that exist in demonstration to do it.
Yeah, I think it's my strong suit. So one of the things that I enjoy doing is living on the edge when demoing. And I've come to the point now where nothing surprises me, so it doesn't catch me off guard. And it's great because that's kind of the way Jason and I have run things is Jason is amazing at monitoring the chat, bringing up things, throwing curveballs at me. But the demo part is just where I thrive and seeing and discovering things while we go through it, because that's truly where my passion lies in technology. And it's how can we push the boundaries of something? And I've seen and still do to this day, live demos and people getting flustered. And it's just, you got to go with the flow. You got to let things ride out. If it's not having the proper workflow and it's not working, people are doing that on a daily basis in their own little workflows, right? So it's just something that I think people connect better with because you're actually encountering all of those similar issues live with them and seeing how me or Jason go about fixing them. And then the addition, like Jason was saying earlier, one of the mind-blowing parts I think that always happens on MCR is we'll do a workflow in a specific way, but someone else will mention something that someone else listening in didn't think of it that way, right? So it's adding that value of that community of, hey, Michael, you're doing it this way. Maybe try it this way. It's no critiquing. It's more of just advice, sharing. And it's creating that unbound, if you want to say, way of using the solution.
You're doing something that over my career of teaching and educating is an interesting word for it, but educating. You're creating an empathy for users. Something I learned real early when I went to a masonry contractor and was working there was I would always show off the products, right? And I'm super comfortable with them and I'm the wizard, you know, so to speak. And it wasn't until I put a foreman up there and let them show it. And the interesting thing was he broke it in the middle of it and then said, oh, this happens once in a while when I'm, you know, fumble a little bit. And he's like, I'm a little nervous up here. He's like, so I'll just, you know, end that real quick and I'll go back. And the room went, oh, I can make a mistake and I can get out over my skis. And, you know, there's a moment that you're modeling this behavior of like, I could feel stupid right now because this isn't working, which I have seen in demos. And that actually scares people off. Unless you're like, this is going to happen to you. You're going to feel stupid. You're not stupid. You're learning something new. You're trying something different. And, you know, really modeling that behavior is huge, and giving that empathy so people can, anybody learning anything new, the key to it is to feel uncomfortable and to feel that feeling of stupid. You're not stupid, but you're just learning something new, right? It's like learning a language or something and trying to speak it to somebody the first time. You feel real dumb. Trust me, I was just in Italy earlier this year and I don't speak Italian at all, but I was trying. Man, you feel dumb. Getting through that, you feel better. The other flip side is you're teaching them how to troubleshoot. And I love that, right? The world's not going to fix itself. You've got your forum and it's really, you're in the middle of a project. It's Thursday morning. I can't wait for you guys to go on Tuesday mornings. I can't wait for Tuesday morning. I got to figure this out now. And hopefully, Jason, you've seen people collectively and through this process, like, troubleshoot together.
Especially with the invention or the launch of the Bluebeam community as well. Now there's another portal for people to get that sort of information. But for the past 4.5 years, sometimes it'd be a random email to Michael and myself, because we're always putting our own emails out there and we're saying, hey guys, I can't wait till Tuesday. I've got this issue. Can you guys help? And it's like, actually talk to our support team, or let's actually talk to Bluebeam, or I don't know, we're going to talk about this on Tuesday. If you can wait that long, we'll use this as our topic for next week. The search for information, that search for, crap, I got to have it done now, sort of has led to our responsiveness and our willingness to pivot to help those people.
I love this. I mean, I know folks watching the show are going to be really interested in going in, but you don't just talk about Bluebeam, right? You cover a bunch of different topics too, don't you?
Yeah, we started as Bluebeam. That's why it's Morning Coffee Review, spelled R-E-V-U, right? It was all Bluebeam-based. But then we noticed as time went on that people aren't just using Bluebeam every day. They're also using Revit. They're using Civil 3D. They're using AutoCAD. How are we getting to Bluebeam? And then what can we do with that data? So when we start talking about the Bluebeam layer function, coming from AutoCAD or Civil 3D, it's incredible. If we never opened up Autodesk side, you wouldn't see how to do that, right? And Michael being the Revit person and me not knowing Revit and me being the Civil guy has allowed us other integrations into the Autodesk world, which is, of course, led to Construction Cloud and some of the other solutions that we offer. If people have more than one tool in their toolbox, and we're just trying to help them get the most out of what they've got.
Well, and we were talking about this pre-show, like that interoperability, that understanding, like, especially for me, like say I'm the Bluebeam person, I might not know Revit, right? I might not know Civil 3D. I don't know how I'm getting what I'm getting, you know, removing the mystery and showing me how I'm getting it. And also you said something that's really important, Jason, I want to highlight it is, you know, Bluebeam is seen as this markup tool. It's really about the integrity of the data that's going into it. And I think that's a valuable piece to highlight. But that data is not there if we don't understand where it's coming from and how we're getting it.
Yeah, that's a lot of downstream effect. I mean, a lot of our end users that joining MCR are more at the back end. Some are designers, I would say more the back end of estimating and receiving PDFs. And we've tried to hammer that home, data in, data out. And that's a big part of the industry that, you know, we're now required to submit digital documentation. There's going to be a swifting change on how design happens and what iteration happens at the front end from the design team itself. And not only do we have interoperability issues with solutions, we also have interoperability issues with our own sub-disciplines in the industry. So it's that sense of community. We're all one team. The team is trying to complete a project that we try to preach, and, you know, let's try to do the best downstream effect for everyone on that project. So
that's funny. It connects back to Jason. I was laughing with the, are we an industry? We're a lot of industries into one industry, which, you know, we're a lot of products into one industry stack. And we got just as many stack problems as we have human problems, as we do contract problems, right? Like, are we a single industry? I would love to say we are, but we're the AECO. Keep adding letters as we figure out who they are, but there's a lot of people involved. That's sort of the, you know, we ask for APIs and software all the time. And I'm like, yeah, but we need the human API. We need the person who can say, hey, designer, like, I know you're doing it in this, and it's going to really help speed me up if you knew these things are important to me on this end. And how many times are we seeing things lose that data, and then we're trying to rehydrate that data or rebuild it? And that's just slowing us down. And also, by the way, creating sometimes incorrect information, incorrect data.
And cost. There's a lot of downstream effect that could be happened upstream. And that downstream effect is paying the cost to refix it or re-add, right? It doesn't have to be specifically into fixing, but inputting more additional data. So that's also another tip.
Well, listen, I wanted to keep going here, but I am going to pivot you very poorly into Unbound. So I actually did not know who MCR was. And now I've been binging on it, so I've got an idea of what the community's like. But where we met was in a planning meeting for Unbound. I'm excited, but, you know, they listen to me all the time and they know I'm excited and I'm easily excitable. But I want to get from your perspective, you're joining us at Unbound. You're going to be there. You're going to be doing a show live. So if you're coming to Unbound, if you're not coming to Unbound, you're going to miss out because these guys are going to be there. But why did you guys decide to come with us and to be there? What inspired you to want to do this?
The fact that we were at XCon back in San Diego in 2022, which seems like forever ago now, but we taught a couple classes there. We got to interact with the community. We got to learn from Bluebeam. We got to talk to people at the ATG booth, and we were just blown away by how big this really is. You know, when you think about how we're using the software and what industries we come from, it was just a melting pot. It wasn't like some of the other work conferences where you stay in your little niche and I'm going to hang out with the contractors. I'm going to hang out with the architects. I'm going to hang out with the civil folk. It was everybody's in it all together. And I think that really brought value to me as a conference attendee. And then to go back to have this recharged, we know some of the new stuff that's going to be announced. We're very excited to see the people we haven't seen in a few years. And also Washington, D.C. is amazing. So it's the perfect melting pot of everything that Michael and I are passionate about, what we do really well here at ATG, and then getting to hang out with my Bluebeam friends.
Michael, how about you? I mean, I know he covered a few, so you're going to have to go for some new nuggets.
Mine is always the same as Jason's, the community, but we'll pivot from that because one of my tried and true parts of the industry and excitement is definitely the introduction of AI and seeing where it is going. Was I excited? Am I reinvigorated and more excited? Yes. I wasn't as excited because there wasn't a lot of knowledge, right? Bluebeam has been seen as a PDF solution, and it's been in the same state, I would say, in the past couple of years. And it's a great solution, right? Solves a lot of business challenges and a lot of challenges that we have in the industry. But I think the missed mark is the things that I have seen that are going to be introduced at Unbound that reinvigorates and I would say set a new standard of what Bluebeam is. And it's going to transition to Bluebeam into what we're not used to seeing ever before. I will say ever before. AI has been introduced in a lot of solutions. It's been more of a catchphrase. I think people have been just putting it in as we have AI, but no true AI, and I'll live and die on that sword until finally something comes out and I'll say finally. What I saw and what will be released is going to change the way we use Bluebeam, and it is a true iteration of AI that hasn't been released yet on this date today when we're recording this. That's my safe harbor statement.
I love the safe harbor statement, and I also love the fact that we see this the same way. And I'll just give you guys a glimpse in. I was in the planning meeting. You know, there's things we cannot say, but I saw Michael react to the things he had seen and been privy to, and it was the look on his face that I was like, this is what I thought it is. This is going to be that kind of move, and I would agree with you, right? Like, the AI revolution has, like most revolutions, fallen a little flat, right? Because there's a hype curve. Like, this is not something where I'm blaming any one of those AI companies out there, right? The Gartner hype cycle is a thing. You may want to avoid it, but listen, you can't. The overinflated expectations, the trough of disillusionment. And it takes stalwart leaders to bring us out of the trough of disillusionment. And I'm with you, seeing what's about to come it really is going to transform and be something that powerfully changes the way we use a tool that we've always known. And I love that you say that that's what happened to us, right? At Bluebeam. I joined the team recently and there was a dark phase. And I don't mean that as like a dark phase for the company. I mean, where it was quiet, but there was a lot going, like ducks on the pond, right? It's a product that works great. The feet were moving underneath, but you know, maybe the feathers weren't fluffing and we didn't notice. So this is that moment to come and see what's about to happen and hear a lot about what's happening. What Michael referred to as just one thing, but there's more that's coming as well. Safe harbor statement. I am not a representative of the company today. I am the Content Crew host and loving this energy. So Jason, you know, Michael nailed on a few things and you talked about XCon and we couldn't call it XCon again, right? Because the product's not going to be that product anymore. So we talked about this a little bit beforehand. What else, you know, have you seen, are you excited about to experience inside the community that's going to be there?
You know, I don't know everything that Michael knows. And he's given me hints and we've done a pretty good job of reading between the lines because we're at that point where we can finish each other's sentences. But yesterday on Morning Coffee Review, we were able to have Louisa from Bluebeam and she put it very succinctly that Unbound, that there's going to be a before Unbound and there's going to be an after. And the after Unbound, that what if, that holy cow, is this really happening type of excitement has me, you know, thinking about Bluebeam software more than I should outside of my working hours, because I'm so excited about what the potential is. And I think seeing her and seeing Michael and seeing you, Jeff, and seeing some of the other folks who've seen under the hood and who've seen behind the curtain, we're in for a treat. And, you know, we deal with technology all day. We deal with different companies, we deal with different providers, and I don't see the same level of sparkle with the other ones yet. And I'm excited for it.
I'm with you. I hope that sparkle rubs off a bit. It was not easy. You know, coming inside, you see behind the curtain a lot that I missed personally. And I'm excited to see everybody together experiencing it. I'm going to be like, I won't be front and center because it's a bad place for, you know, one of the representatives of the company to be during it. So you'll see me in the back with my headphones on. What did we say it is? It's silent disco style. So, you know, these guys are going to be going live and Michael's going to make an attempt to show a bunch of new stuff. Are you excited to roll up your sleeves, Michael, and show some things off?
Yeah, so we'll be there. Peter will join us, so I'm hoping we can rely heavily on him. But I'm excited to see everyone's excitement. I can't reiterate, when I was being showed, I started at the back of my seat. I had two colleagues with me, our marketing director and then our product lead from the perspective of Bluebeam end side. And they could just kept looking at me because I'm on the tech side, right? I understand where that solution's going, how it's leveraged, what we do in, day out. And it's just exciting. And the ability to see a new solution in a new lens, you will have to bring new glasses because you are going to be looking through a new lens at this solution. And when we go live with it right after the keynote on some of the things, there's so many things, but one of the main things I guess I would be excited about is talking about how AI is going to be used and what Bluebeam is going to do to leverage it. And we'll see. You know, we'll see if I can get in and demo it and show some things and how it will work and what it will look like. Like I said, I love living on the edge of my seat. We'll have everyone try to bring some good questions. I can't give too many things of like how I'd want them to ask questions, but
I don't think there'll be a lack of questions. I really don't, man. I'm really excited. I know a number of the things that are going to be released on stage. So instead of talking about, you know, the specifics, like, we're talking about the shift and how a product, like, talked about it. Like, we're seen as PDF. We're seen as markups, right? If you had to say, what do you see us as in the future now that you've seen through the lens? And maybe, Jason, I'll bring it over to you to, like, could you articulate, like, just mashing up kind of what you know, thinking about how it could change. What might you say we'll be in the future?
I think it's going to truly tip the scales from that nice to have to that have to have. And I think this is going to be the point where firms are like, all right, cool, Bluebeam's back in it. This is what we're going to do. This is going to solve so many problems. And I think the light bulb, that holy crap moment that I'm excited for, and I know that's what a lot of our clients and some of the folks who've been on the fence hanging on to their lackluster solutions, they really want the all-in-one. They want something that's going to solve a problem. And this is not going to just solve one of a PDF markup. It's going to solve 12 other ones, at least.
I promise you guys, I did not prep them. So Michael, what about you?
Re-asked the question. It was more of, what is it going to become?
In the past, we were seen as a PDF solution, maybe a markup tool. I believe we've become more over time, and people see us as a little bit more of that over time. But now that you see the changes coming, now that you know what's about to happen, what could you see us becoming in the future? How might you describe what this tool, without the specifics, could really be?
The boundary we're going to live in is going to be only by what we can conceptually think of. So data will be the one that's going to be moving what we do into the future. And it'll be portable document format as a dot extension, but data centric behind that PDF.
I couldn't have said it better. I hope both of you don't break your mics dropping them, because you nailed it. Just really grateful that both of you guys took the time to sit down with me and talk to me about it. I'm excited to see you in person. Guys, we're going to do a few shorts. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'll have the camera out. I'll be taking some snippets. We're going to get some of your live feedback once it's really live so you can go off. But thanks for joining me, and you know, let people know, Michael, where they can find the show so they can, you know, catch up with what you guys are up to.
Yeah, so you can just Google us. We're Morning Coffee Review, and it will pop up our web link. You can check us out at ATG USA under our resources pages, Morning Coffee Review there. You register for the link, and it will show up on your calendar. It just shows up forever, basically. And then you can join live. So you can join us there. It's a Teams link. Or you can always catch us on our ATG YouTube channel under the podcast series. And we have over 200 videos on there from the last 4.5 years. So feel free to check us out there. You can check out Jason and myself on LinkedIn. We also have a Morning Coffee Review LinkedIn group where you can ask us questions way before. You can see updates. We'll be doing updates live from Unbound as well in there. So you can get product updates too.
That's awesome. Jason, thank you so much for joining us as well. Any final thoughts?
This has been fun, Jeff. I'm really excited to see you later this month in Washington, D.C., and good to see my good friend Michael, of course, again, because we are separated by a few states, but we're in for a really good time with construction technology as a whole. And I couldn't be more excited about where Bluebeam's going, where ATG's going, where Michael and I are going. And I think that, you know, if you stay in there, it's going to be worth it.
I'm with you, man. Thanks to both of you. Thank you for tuning in today to geek out for our interview with Jason Artley and Michael Achave. To read all our news stories, learn more about our guests, and to listen to this show, visit thecontentcrew.com. This is the Content Crew signing out. Until next time, enjoy the ride and geek out.